Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Here at the Democratic National Convention, tonight will be a big night for Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick. He'll speak before the entire convention in a key speech, where he'll make his case about why President Obama deserves another 4 years in office. We sat down with the governor to talk about his speech and the message he'll deliver tonight.
Well, I'm going to talk about where we've been in this administration and where we're going, and most especially what it is we're for, because I think both campaigns spend a lot of time in the contrasting and talking about what's wrong with the other guy and so forth. I want to talk about what's right with this president, what's right with his agenda and his vision, how it's about saving the American dream and passing it on for another generation or more.
And yet the last 4 years have pushed that dream further out of reach for many people. Why should voters believe that of you and of other Democrats and of this president?
Well, first of all, I think it's very important for the president and for those of us supporting the president to talk about the record of the last 4 years. This president has added 4.5 million jobs in the last 2+ years. That's more jobs than George W. Bush added in 8. He's brought health care to every single American in every corner of the country after 90 years of trying. He's saved the American auto industry, the American financial industry, the American economy from depression, for that matter. It's a long, impressive, and frankly, barely told record. And it's even more impressive, I think, when you consider that it was accomplished in the face of extraordinary political and economic headwinds. I think that it's also important to acknowledge how much remains to be done, because I'm one who doesn't believe that anybody gets a second term as a reward for the first. It's got to be about what the unfinished agenda is.
A lot of voters are going to be asking themselves the question, raised essentially by Republican vice presidential candidate Paul Ryan, am I better off now than I was 4 years ago, and will I be better off 4 years from now if Barack Obama is reelected?
Well, first of all, there's no doubt but that the country is better off today than we were 4 years ago. But I think it is also important for any serious leader and certainly important to this president that he acknowledge that the recovery hasn't reached everybody yet.
So is that a mea culpa that you think the president needs to offer, or how does he put it?
Well, I mean, he'll put it in his own terms, but I think it is entirely appropriate to at the same time acknowledge how much has been accomplished, how much progress has been made, that you acknowledge how much remains to be done.
I remember 4 years ago in Denver, the electricity in the air the night that Barack Obama spoke to the crowd at that convention. But since then, we've had 4 years of a sour economy. How does he reignite that electricity?
Well, first of all, I think this president's going to win. And he's going to win because he's not taking any vote or voter for granted. And because he's going to talk about the agenda that he is pursuing, which is not an agenda to be, you know, president of the Democrats. He's running to be president of the United States, everybody. And that is another big contrast with the nominee on the other side who seems to be running to be president of the Tea Party.
Since you raise it, you've criticized the negativity of this campaign as a turnoff, but aren't both sides responsible for that?
There's more than I'd like, for, you know, for my taste on both sides of that. There's no doubt about it. I totally get, Bob, the importance of contrast. I get that. But at the end of the day, I think Americans are an optimistic and a positive people, and we want a reason to vote for rather than just a reason to vote against. And I think that's what you're going to get from this president.
Are you going to talk about Mitt Romney tonight?
I'm going to say a little bit about him. But actually, it's interesting you bring this up, because one of the things I'm going to emphasize is how important it is to stand up for what we believe and have a reason for people to vote for the president, not just against the other guy.
You want to give us a taste of what you're going to say about a predecessor, Mitt Romney?
You got to come. you got to come. But no, listen, I've said all along, and I mean it. I think that Mitt Romney has been a gentleman to me. I don't think that he is. He is either a moderate or a conservative. I think, in practical terms, he's been more of an opportunist in the sense of having a different thing to say depending on the audience he was in front of.
But isn't that a kind of a serious negative swipe?
Well, that's the truth. And I don't think, by the way, that people in Massachusetts would generally disagree with that. That's been our experience with it. He did one profoundly important thing when he was governor, and that's the health care bill. But he doesn't talk about it very much. In fact, he doesn't talk much about his one experience as a CEO in government, because it doesn't fit the storyline he's selling right now. But I don't think that is enough for us. We have to be talking about what we are for, and that's what I'm going to spend most of my time on tonight.
All right, and last question. It's about Massachusetts. Why are there so many speakers from Massachusetts at this convention? You know, it's not like the president isn't going to beat Mitt Romney by, you know, maybe somewhere within 5 points of 60-40 in Massachusetts, but yet Boston Mayor Thomas Menino, congressional candidate Joe Kennedy III, U.S. Senate candidate Elizabeth Warren, Senator John Kerry, and you're all speaking.
Well, there's a lot of talent in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. I hope we have a lot to contribute.
Governor Patrick, thanks a lot. Good to see you here in Charlotte.
Great to be with you. Thank you, Bob.
Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick. Stay with WBUR and WBUR.org for the complete coverage you won't find anywhere else all week in Charlotte. At the Democratic National Convention, I'm Bob Oakes.